Harold Curtis has been growing juice oranges near Fort Myers for almost 2 decades. He says he was first a beekeeper. Producing honey has been in his family for generations. But several bad years led Curtis to leave beekeeping for orange groves. But now citrus greening has hit that business hard.
I mean, you can see a lot of this fruit right here on the ground. That's greening.
Like most growers, Curtis says the only way to save his crop is by spraying pesticides and killing off insects called psyllids, which spread the bacteria which causes greening.
Before you had all these greening problems and canker problems, you know, you were probably spraying maybe 3 times a year. Where now, you're probably spraying, some of these people are spraying 10 times a year.
This isn't a long-term solution for citrus greening, but it's keeping this multi-million dollar problem at bay. Manji Zekri is a citrus expert with the University of Florida's Extension Services. He says genetically modified plants resistant to the greening are in the works.
Genetic engineering will take time, and we are thinking like maybe 10 years from now. So we have to look really to short-term management option really for citrus greening. And the only thing we have is really to control the vector of the disease and to try to keep the trees healthy by foliar nutrition.
But this short-term solution poses a lot of problems for beekeepers, who have always had a symbiotic relationship with citrus growers. Beekeepers from all over the country keep their bees in orange groves during the winter, and a small percentage of growers rely on bees to create hybrid fruits like tangerines. Some beekeepers also produce orange blossom honey in the groves. This year, Florida levied a $1,500 fine against one of the state's big citrus growers after the company killed off millions of bees when it illegally sprayed pesticides too often in its groves. Since then, the state has tried to make sure both industries coordinate better. Like citrus, pollination is big business, and bees have already had some tough years. Keith Council is the president of Florida's Beekeepers Association. He says massive bee kills shouldn't be happening, but small-scale accidents are likely while there's still frequent spraying.
We're losing bees faster than we can replace them. So if we have to move our bees away from the citrus groves for a while until they can correct this problem, that's what we're going to do.
Stephen Dwinell with Florida's Agriculture Department says getting growers and beekeepers to talk to each other more often is a big priority.
They need to be working together so that both their needs can be met and both, you know, both industries can be successful.
But not all beekeepers always live close to orange groves year-round. Citrus grower Harold Curtis's sister, Renee Pratt, runs the family's honey store in La Belle, which is surrounded by orange groves. Pratt says she's one of a few commercial beekeepers still in the area. Several years ago, her beekeeping business took the hardest hit ever when varroa mites had all but wiped out her bees. Now she's working to make sure greening doesn't do the same.
Like everything else, we have to overcome it, and we have to work together. And we have been very fortunate with our growers that we have worked and have a good relationship with them. But they have to take care of their fruit and vegetables, and we have to take care of our honeybees.
Last month, Florida's agriculture chief, Adam Putnam, sat down with leaders from both industries. Putnam says his department is working to put some management tools in place that might help, including a new computer application that growers and beekeepers could use to keep each other informed about spraying schedules and hive locations. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.